The Coconut Children, written by Vivian Pham and read by Gillian Nguyen and Christopher Huynh. With sore throats, the boys strolled the night streets, grinning at each other as they approached an arcade. It looked just like the one they used to skip school and take a train to in Bonnyrigg. None of the boys could remember its name, even though they'd spent much of their adolescence getting into fights there whenever a kid from another school took too long at NBA Jam. Vince remembered how fed up the owner had got with them, how he'd threatened to shut the arcade down and destroy all their favorite games, but he never did. Not until his wife died, and he hired a gangster to set the place on fire so he could collect insurance money. It was a bakery now. They'd driven past it the other week, but none of the others had recognized it, and Vince didn't have the heart to say anything. The bricks outside were still scorched black. The boys walked into the darkness, electrified by softly glowing games. Cigarette smoke filled their nostrils. Back then, if you fed an arcade machine 50 cents, it'd give you infinite fun. He wondered if it could be the same now. Alex and Tim Tam challenged each other to an air hockey match. Danny, in his roguish sweetheart way, leaned towards the claw machines, eager to win teddy bears for the three girls he was dating. As Vince cracked his knuckles and waited for his turn, and his imminent victory over whoever won between Tim Tam and Alex, he looked around at the other kids. There were girls sipping from paper cups, 12-year-olds who had abandoned their machines mid-game to gather around the 17-year-old's Mortal Kombat duel, older guys arguing that the youngsters were all cheats for practicing on home consoles. Then, against the digitized groans of pain, the intergalactic explosions, the angry white noise of outer space, Vince noticed a boy, only 8 or 9, sitting in the corner with a blue lethal enforcer's gun tucked under his arm, braiding his little sister's hair. It must have unraveled while they were playing. It seemed like a secret he shouldn't have seen. He tried to find something else to look at. "Hectic!" he yelled as he spotted Street Fighter 2. He scavenged a coin from Alex and sat down to play against him. The buttons were sticky with spilt lemonade, just how he remembered. Instinctively, Vince flitted across all the other options to select Blanka. His favorite character flashed on the screen with his familiar green skin and blistering muscles. The savage from the jungle. Vince thrashed and shouted, jolted the 8-way joystick, and pounded at the buttons as he summoned his signature move, Electric Thunder. He shouted his triumph as Alex's life bar dwindled and the screen flashed, KO. Afterwards, the boys ran amok. They ventured into the Old West on horseback in Sunset Riders. They blew up colossal space rocks in Asteroid. They rescued the president in Bad Dudes vs. Dragon Ninja. They raided the chemical weapons base hidden in the baby milk factory in Total Carnage. They destroyed the God of Destruction in Forgotten Worlds. They were concerned only about keeping this paradise afloat for as long as they could. But after a while, Vince began to feel himself linger along with it. It was the kind of moment so luminous that he already sensed it coming undone.